This is Dexter, Chief Nerd. You can unmute yourself and tell me you're here. It's star 6. And just announce your name, please. Nerd 2.
Number 2 is here.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it's just us. I'm only expecting about 3 people on this call, so we'll just hold off until they do. So go and unmute yourself again, or mute yourself.
Yeah, the people send you the people send in the email.
Yeah. I'm only expecting 3. This is the Chief Nerd, Dexter Abraham. As you come into the call, if you could, notice a person or two just came in. If you could send me an email at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com, or actually just go ahead and unmute yourself, hit star 6 and announce your name. I would appreciate it. Go ahead and hit star 6 and announce your name, please.
Hi, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Glad you're on the call, buddy.
Doing great. I was gone from Friday till about, mid-afternoon today, out of touch with civilization, but which was kind of unusual. But other than that, I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, moving right along. I've finally ended my journey, so I'm here in Mississippi, finally. So I've been in the car since, like, last Monday.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I made stops along the way, but finally I'm here with my family and stuff, so it's right where I belong.
Well, that's good for you, Nick. Let me tell you, go ahead and unmute yourself, and then we'll get started with the call in just a few minutes.
Okay. And
what you do is you hit star 6 again, and that'll mute you. I'm going to go ahead and give another minute to people to get on the call. We're only expecting a few people today, as we stated from the beginning. Because this is an optional call and it's a mastermind call, I expected 10% or so of the group to join us every week, which is 2 to 3 people. As we grow and start other programs, people will be joining this group as we grow. So a few weeks from now, hopefully there'll be more people. But the power is, in small numbers can be magnificent if we all share equally. So I'm going to go ahead and start today. The format will be I'll share some of the key stuff I learned this week. Then Nerd 2, who's on the call, will share something. And then we'll unmute whoever else decides that they would like to share just maybe something that they've learned this week, and then we'll open up the lines to discussion and helping you with some pressing matters and so forth. But for now, I'm going to go ahead and start. I'm kind of winging it this week. I had, as I stated earlier, for those of you that may have heard, I was telling Nick, I had kind of an eye-opening weekend. I was camping out in a big tent, which was an interesting experience in and of itself. But so I was away from technology and all the things that I'm used to for amenities of life or luxuries of life that I've been used to for a number of years. And it was the first time that I'd actually went out into, and put myself in a situation for, probably 2 or 3 years or longer, where I was completely away from any technology whatsoever, no television, no radio, no internet, phone, nothing. And it was quite an eye-opening experience for me. It was also something that I recommend to everybody that's listening, whether it be on this or in the recording of this phone call, that you take time probably a few times a year that you get away from all the distractions in life. Because what I realized this weekend is that we fill our life up, and because we have I noticed somebody else just joined the call. If you could just send me an email and let me know who it is, I'd appreciate it at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. We just started. Again, this is Dexter, the Chief Nerd. I'm sharing with you an epiphany I had this past weekend when I was camping and away from all technology. What I learned is that we tend to get caught up in the journey of success or the journey of the attainment of our goals, and we sometimes fill our life up with meaningless things. We spend too much time maybe surfing the internet or watching programs that may be a complete waste of our time. Or, you know, I realized that I was spending a lot of time doing things that I didn't necessarily have to do, that I was, filling the gaps of my life up with, sitcoms and fun to read books and so forth. And I really gained some clarity this past weekend as to what's important, and realized that I was neglecting things like my 3-year-old daughter. Not neglecting her, I love my daughter, and she knows that she's the most important thing in my life. But I also realized that I was spending time in doing a lot of the things in my life that I didn't need to be doing. Again, something that I could not have gotten the amount of clarity I got in the past 60 hours from just being away from everything that I'm used to distracting myself with. It's amazing, with an iPhone and an internet connection and a television, how you can almost, make believe an entirely different life and forget what's important. Nick just shared with us that he came back from a long journey on the road, and he's back to his wife and family, and I'm sure he got to experience some of the feelings that I felt this weekend of what's important in life. And so I just share with you all that, maybe once or twice a year that we go outside of the norms of our life and we get back to simpler times and get away from all the distractions that we have available to us, and maybe just journal and look at the real priorities in our life, because I think that because of the numerous distractions that we have available to us, we are able to fool ourselves, and that we're able to fool ourselves into, believing we don't have time or we don't have the resources to be doing the things that we know we should be doing. The reality is that it really just comes down to avoidance and distraction. And we use things like the internet and our apps on iPhone and online poker and, things that I use to distract myself from the truly most important things in my life. And so I share with you something very personal and hope that that all of us can learn from this event in my life. So that was, that was epiphany number one this week that maybe you can pull something from. Two was something I just shared with a personal coaching client that I'm working with, which is I'm beginning to realize the power of being you, of being truly open to your market, and how I'm more and more believing that the more open book we are as marketers to our potential customers and clients, the more hyper-responsive customer we will develop and the deeper bond we will develop with them. I was sharing with this particular client the contrast of someone like, I recommend everybody on here follow a gentleman by the name of Steve Pavlina. It's P-A-V-L-I-N-A, so it's Steve, S-T-E-V-E, Pavlina.com. A personal development guru, per se, who has a free model that he uses. And if you look at his website, I can tell you that he generates over $1 million a year in personal income from affiliate marketing only. He has a book that he recently did, but prior to that and up till now, he survived solely on commissions from affiliate products that he offered to his list. And and donations to his blog. The thing that you will notice with Steve is that he is smack dab in the personal development arena, but yet he's very radical and renegade, if you will, in what he shares with his followers. He does a series of 30-day challenges where he does he'll test different diets or programs or, you know, X, and he'll give, you know, daily feedback to his followers, if you will. And along with that, he's very open. One of the most open book characters on the internet that I've seen, where he shares, you know, every detail of his life. And recently he shared that he was experimenting with, which I'm not an advocate of, nor do I believe it's healthy, but he shared the lifestyle that he's chose to have multiple partners while he stays married, and his wife has agreed to this. And I don't share these things with you to demonize him, nor for any particular point, other than to point out that this is a guy that is teaching, if you will, in a personal development arena, growing daily, yet sharing many aspects of his life that are outside of the, quote, normal beliefs and or acceptable society terms. So, and he's incredibly successful doing what he's doing because he shares all aspects of his life. And I was having a conversation with Nerd Number Two a short while ago in his office, and we were talking about that I believe a number of years from now, a short number of years, that the gurus that get this will be the ones that succeed. But I think there's only a few that really get it now, one being Frank Kern. Tony Robbins is really starting to understand this as well. If you look at someone like Frank Kern, here's a guy that defies all, quote, industry or, quote, success ideals that you would perceive. I mean, a guy in flip-flops and holy jeans and long hair and so forth. But and also Chris just shared with me an interesting fact. He said Steve was in jail by the age of 18, so obviously Chris has followed this has followed Steve. But the thing that I point out, the reason I think it's important, is that his model, he gives everything away. He sells nothing. He sold his book, but that, you know, is the only thing that he sold up till now that I'm aware of. I think he's done a few things, but nothing that contributed any significant matter to his monetary model. But yet he's developed a huge income from this free model based around developing a solid relationship with his customers and clients. So I encourage everybody in this program that's listening today and in the future, that you begin to do the simple things, like go to WordPress.com and start a free blog, and then go out to the forums and the other people in your industry and start commenting and working, networking within them and driving traffic back to your blog, and start to communicate with your customers and clients in an open and honest way. And also start to look at people like Frank Kern and Steve Pavlina and Tony Robbins' new blog, and look at, you know, what it is that they're doing, because they're obviously successful. And and also look with an open mind. Set judgment aside, because so many people will look at what somebody's doing. I can remember recommending Steve Pavlina to somebody. This is approximately 6 months ago when he opened up about his multiple women that he wanted to date and so forth. And I sent someone to this website, and they saw that, and they instantly shut down and didn't want to see anything else that he had to offer because of this one thing. And so I encourage you to go there to look from a marketer's perspective at what it is that this gentleman and people like him are doing, you know, to develop these huge followings. So you can go to Technorati and stuff like that and start to look at the people in your particular industry that are, you know, that have very big followings in their blogs. And I think that you'll notice that the people that there are the most successful are the people that are sharing their lives and their business philosophy as a whole and treating their market as their family and friends versus prospective clients and customers that they're trying to sell. So again, those are the two things that kind of epiphany moments for me this week, and I hope that you can learn something from them. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and ask that nerd number two open up. And before I do that, though, a couple housekeeping things. One, nerd number two is going to share with you for 10 or 15 minutes, and then we're going to open up the lines. We have a shorter amount of time this week. I have another call. I have to be on approximately 6:45 my time, so another hour from now. We have plenty of time. Two, as always, life challenges. I came back from this weekend. I uploaded everything promised on Friday before I left. I came back. All links were dead in the upload. So somehow when I uploaded everything to the resource manager in X-Site Pro, which is what I use for my website, the resource manager did not recognize the upload. And I've had a challenge today with trying to rectify that. So I'm in the process, as we are working on the call now, with deleting everything I uploaded. I will re-upload it. I'm here, so I'll be able to see it upload, and then everything will be on the blog later this evening or by noon tomorrow. And with that, I'm going to have nerd number two unmute himself, talk, and then I will get back on, and we will move forward from there. Nerd two, will you go ahead and hit star 6, unmute yourself, and go ahead?
I'm here. Okay, today, I don't believe Nick or Chris, I got to talk to you guys on the last call. It's good to have you guys, and I don't know who else is on the call. But I wanted to add something to what the Chief Nerd just was talking about with the aspect of looking at somebody's model, okay, and maybe finding one part of it that doesn't work or that rubs you wrong or you come to the conclusion of saying, well, that's personal development. I can't do that for my business because I'm in welding, you know, or I'm in the restaurant business. And I was thinking of this when I just listened to Kennedy the other day. It was the speech he was doing for the bonus day for the Super Conference 2008. And he pre-framed the crowd, which, you know, everybody on the call, if you've been following my posts, you know what I mean by pre-framing. He starts out and he says, you know, everybody knows who knows Dan Kennedy knows he's fond of saying. It's not, you know, he has that famous banner that he puts up that says, but it won't work for me, or I can't remember exactly what it says, but but my business is different. That's what it is. And so he pre-frames the crowd even more to a higher level than that, because he's been doing that for years. But the distinction that I heard at this latest seminar was he said, you may be sitting there thinking, well, I'm saying all these ideas about these other niches, about these specific people that I point out in the crowd, you might be saying, well, yeah, I can't make that work for me. And he said, that's the exact wrong way to go about this. So you go to Steve Pavlina's site and you see that, and to be able to say that, like the guy, the chief was talking about, and disconnect, well, he says, you know what, if that's the way you're going to sit in the seat today and think, you might as well not even be here. You could have sent your lowest paid employee here, and they could put together that list, the list of why this stuff won't work. That's why they're the lowest paid employee in your office, because they think that way. The real money's in thinking, how can I apply this? How can I transfer this over to what I'm doing? And so with that said, I wanted to go into what I wanted to share, and you've probably heard me talk about this too in the post, but there's a man that I'm extraordinarily fond of by the name of Robert Diltz. And anyone who's familiar with NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, is definitely familiar with him. And if you aren't, and you're interested in becoming influential to anyone in your life, enhancing what you're already doing, you should get to know this guy. And here's why. Now, some of Robert's programs are like super technical, low to the hill with NLP jargon, and that might send beginners, you know, reaching for the stop button on their iPod. But the one that I'd like to introduce you today isn't. It's extremely simple. It's like, you know, what Tony Robbins did for NLP. He brought it to the masses and made it and explained it in ways that people could understand and make it work for them. And the program, it's a 3-day seminar he did called Conversational Magic. And the premise behind the theme of the seminar is that whenever you seek to influence anyone towards a resourceful way of thinking, doing it in a way that goes under their radar conversationally rather than confrontationally or like therapist-like, reinforces, you know, or reinforcing they're broken or trying to convince them they're wrong. That is what, when you do it conversationally, is what allows somebody to change for the better, okay, instead of putting up a wall. So even if this was the first time you've ever heard of NLP, this program would give you an outstanding overview of it while giving you the tools to become even more aware of why you do what you do and why others do the things they do, and how to talk to people in a way that opens them up to what you have to say instead of resisting it. So if you're not making the correlation to why this is important, you might not have a pulse, because communication is vital to all of our relationships, okay, especially relationship we have with ourselves. And so while we may work from home and only talk to one or two people a day, or our family, maybe in our family, we communicate nonstop with ourselves from dusk till dawn, till we wake, until we go to bed. And so today I want to tell you about one of the most dangerous ideas that every human battles, and that's the thought virus. And a thought virus, it's not a belief that you generate on your own. It's not a generalization that you come up with because you can say, well, I've had this experience, this experience, this experience, and look, it all means this. Okay, for example, you know, we may have some ideas in our head, for instance, that we should be certified by some kind of organization or committee before we can have the authority in our niche. But it's not actually a reflection of our life experience. And if anything, the guys like Dan Kennedy show you the counterexamples to this. People with zero official credentials going out and self-aggrandizing themselves, experts, kings of such and such, gurus of such and such, with nothing but their own belief in themselves. But the idea that we can't still influence, look at racial prejudice, okay? That's based on a thought virus. It's not something people come up with based on their own experience. It's something they pick up like a virus from other places. Now, what happens is these are nothing more than self-fulfilling viruses, and it's this way because it should be, you know? And here's a story that illustrates this, okay? They took a group of monkeys and put them in a room, and there's five of them, and there's a stairway that goes up to a certain part of the room, and there's a bunch of bananas hanging at the top of them. But they have, the people doing the study, they have it rigged up so that the monkeys go on the stairway, everybody gets soaked by a water system in the ceiling. All the monkeys get wet. Well, pretty soon, the monkeys figure out, hey, it's something about going to those bananas or trying to get the bananas that leads to us all getting wet. And so if they see one of their colleagues going for the bananas, they don't want to get wet, so they stop them. And so eventually they all learn, don't go to the stairway and go for the bananas. But what's interesting is that the next part of the experiment is they turn off the water. The monkeys still aren't going to the stairway, so they never know the water's off. And then they start taking out one of those monkeys and putting in a new one. Now, the new monkey, he's never been on the stairs, never gotten wet, and of course, the water's off anyway. But if the monkey starts going towards the stairs, the other four stop him, just maul him. And the harder he tries to get to the stairs, the harder the other ones stop him. And pretty soon he figures out he's not going to try and go to the stairs anymore. Then they take out another of the first group of monkeys and put in another new one. Same thing happens. Okay, as the new one starts going towards the stairs, the other ones stop him, including by the way, the first new monkey who's apparently rather enthusiastic about this whole concept of stopping, and it's the whole, you know, I don't get to go to the stairs, you definitely don't get to go to the stairs. And of course, the water's off still, you know, and then they take out another of the old monkeys and put in another one. The same pattern happens, so they finally have all new monkeys. Water's off, they've never been wet, why don't they go to the stairs? Thought virus, because you shouldn't. You know, that's the way it is. It's always been that way. And this is what Robert means by a thought virus. It's just, when we think things, you know, it's just that way. That's how it is, you know. And it's interesting because a thought virus, it's also a belief that gets so disassociated from its positive intention. And so, by the way, in the monkey's case, the positive intention of the belief is, why does the monkey finally give in? You know, to not be ostracized, rejected, fought against. Okay, even though he doesn't know why. That's what he reverts back to. And so much about change and changing people's opinions and influencing people is rooted in overcoming thought viruses, beliefs that are passed on. Go ahead.
We're having some technical difficulties with people being able to hear. Can you go ahead and unmute yourself? I mean, mute yourself, hit star 6 for a minute.
Okay.
And Nick and John, could you email me and let me know if you can hear at this point? I apologize. We are testing other services with some other stuff, but I want to try them without knowing they work well this week. So if you could email me and let me know if you hear me right now, that would be great, Nick or John. Or Chris, anybody that's on the call, please email real quick and let me know you can hear this, please. Nerd 2, could you then send me an email and let me know, or just knock on my office door, let me know you can hear me? My note taking nerd at gmail.com, if you could send me an email, let me know who's on the phone. Someone just came back in. If you could hear me, this is the Chief Nerd. If you could let me know by emailing me at my note-taking nerd at gmail.com and let me know you can hear now, I would appreciate it. Meantime, I'm going to go ahead and ask Nerd 2 to go ahead and unmute, and then I'm going to ask you a question, try to wrap this up, your segment. If you could unmute, hit star 6, please.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Technical difficulties again, so this will be the end of this service, obviously. But in the meantime, go ahead and sum up what is, if I were to ask the question, what an idea virus is, and I hear people chiming in, please email me at mynotetakingnerd@gmail.com. Let me know you can hear. I would appreciate it. But if you could go ahead and tell me, what is an idea virus?
Well, it was referred to when I learned it as a thought virus. Okay, so here's a perfect summation of it. You know, I grew up with two parents who were public school teachers, you know, government employees, basically, state employees. So a thought virus inherent in most people who work for the state is this whole ladder of success concept. You know, you earn authority, raises, respect, with tenure, not results, which flies directly in the face of how Tony kind of positioned himself. Tony Robbins, you want to say, I'd say Tony, just throw it out there, but Tony Robbins positioned himself. He says, I have a PhD in results. When anybody would question him about, well, where did you go to school, and, you know, who certified you, and da-da-da-da-da, and so that's what he would say. I've proven myself with all these clients that I've worked with. And so in the opposite reference that I would give for you is that you're a guy that was living on his own and beating the shit out of grown-up adult men when you were 13 years old. And as a kid, you start doing, you know, started marketing, start telemarketing, where you were rewarded directly in proportion to your productivity, to your ability. So naturally, as a kid learning his way in the world, you got wired up to believe that, you know, if I assert myself and excel in any situation, I create my own authority. I create instant authority in this, in wherever I go. If I just, it's two different mindsets, you know, two different scripts played out in life, all entirely, you know, subject to change, modification, enhancement, if need be, through role models, like Robert, like Tony, like Dan Kennedy, and that's how I would sum that up.
Excellent. Go ahead, that was a great share, Nerd 2, if you could go ahead and mute yourself again, please. And I'm not seeing if... Nick is on the call. I'm hoping you are. If you are and you can hear Nick, please email me. Let me know if you can hear us. In the meantime, Chris, if you could come forward and hit *6, please. If you hit *6,
hello,
Chris.
Yeah, okay.
Chris, how you doing?
How are you
doing this week,
sir?
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, I'm fine. I'm doing great. And I just want to say something about this idea of the thought virus. There is this book by Chad Helmstetter, if you know it. It's called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. Do you know this book?
Yes.
Have you read it?
Yes, I have. Many, many years ago. Matter of fact, it was one of the first books I ever read in the area. It was one of the first seminars I went to. I can't honestly say I remember a lot about the book. I remember thinking it was great. But we're talking maybe 15 years ago.
Right. This is an excellent book. And I don't remember the exact number, but somewhere in the first third of the book, maybe in the first two chapters, he says that by the age of 18, we have our parents and our friends and the society has implanted in us a certain number of millions of negative beliefs of what we cannot do. I was really impressed by the number, but it was a number of millions of ideas what we cannot do. Negative, it's the equivalent of the thought virus.
Absolutely, and I remember something else in the book too. That was one of the first times I ever read where it had talked about how we, by the time we're a certain age, I think it's by the time we're teenagers, we've heard the term no something like a million times, and only the term yes something like one twentieth of the amount of times. So the term no or can't is ingrained in us at an early age. So that's something that stuck with me from that book. But I do remember thinking it's a great, great book. And I wanted to get back to something else, not to get off subject, but to talk to you about something we talked about last week. I did some research for you on the new laws for affiliate marketing. And essentially what they're doing now, and for those of you that may not know, Chris had asked about some new laws that I was unaware of. Frankly, I think a lot of people are unaware of because I'm not hearing about it in the forums or in any of the masterminding groups and stuff like that, but there are some new laws that are going to be in effect. And essentially what it's saying is that if you are an affiliate, that so if an affiliate is selling your product, if they give you the names of the people they sell to, so let's say that Jane Doe markets your product, Chris, and she's an affiliate that receives a commission for your product. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
yes.
What it is now is that if you obtain those names, you can't just sell to her, to her customers or that list that she provides to you. You have to give them notice up front that you have obtained, that you have paid her a percentage of the money for purchasing the product, and you have to give them an adequate amount of time to opt out of the list. So you can't just start selling to them. You have to send them an email, basically, okay, and giving them notice that an affiliate gave you the name, and then they have to have an option of opting out, okay?
Okay.
That is essentially the big part of this new law. There's a lot of other stuff they're trying to pass. But the only thing that they have, you know, specifically passed is that if you obtain names through affiliate marketing, you have to let them know that you paid a commission to Jane Doe for selling your product, and that that now you've obtained their name, and they can choose to stay on your list or they can opt out. And there's severe punishment if you market to them without giving them notice of this, and there's even more law or punishment, if you will, if you continue to market to them and they opt out of your list. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
To be honest, although I sent you the links, I never read them because I was very busy. You know, actually, I'm studying very much, and I have lots of molecular biology to read these days. So
sure.
I was really busy. So
yeah.
I just wanted to ask you, this makes sense, of course, but the question is, what if you approach the same client through another, you know, another way? So you find, by mistake you find the same client, and you don't know that this client belongs to a list, his email or her email and name belong to a list of an affiliate, or someone who's an affiliate with you. So what if, by mistake, you contact them without checking out if you already have their emails? You understand what I say?
Well, let's say,
for example, that I took Dan's name from you, okay? And he's in my list, actually in your list, okay?
Yes.
But through a Google ad, I also find Dan without knowing that I already have Dan from you.
Correct.
So Dan approaches me through another way, maybe through another site that I have. So what happens if I,
here's the thing. If you're using, which you should be, if you're using a email autoresponder, even if any of your email services that you're using. See, for instance, I use AWeber, okay? If you're using AWeber, any name that's put in, if it's doubly put in, it will come up and say this name's already in your system on this list and they've already opted in. So it'll kick the name out. So you can't enter the name twice. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So there's two parts to this. One, ignorance never supersedes law. That's the one thing I've learned a long time ago with law.
Yes, you're right.
So the reality is you have to make sure you're using an email service that, A, has a double opt-in. So double opt-in means that people have to click a link. Once they sign up, they have to click the link to confirm their registration. And two, you got to make sure that they have a filtering system. Again, ContactContact.com, AWeber, the bigger the bigger email services like that, they all have that. So that particular thing won't be a problem. You could get the same name, which in reality you're going to, because a lot of these, you know, people have very similar names on very similar lists when you're in the same niche. So you got to make sure that you're on a service such as AWeber that allows you to make sure that it's already doing that automatically for you.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you, there's a problem with this. Supposedly that I have 20 different sites selling 20 different items, okay? And I have your name or Dan's name through you for one of these items, okay, that I sell. So what if Dan finds me for another product which is totally irrelevant to the initial product that he bought from me through you?
Okay.
Okay, does it make sense? Is it, again, the same thing? So this means that if I...
No, it's not. It's a separate business.
Yes.
It's a separate business. Now, if it's the same, okay, in other words, when we send offers out, so...
Let me give you a real example. I mean to, basically in two things. I mean health products, vitamins, supplements, and, you know, cosmetic things like this, number one. Number two, also, I'm in fine art and photographic and cinematographic business. So
yes,
I have two. There are two different niches, okay? Not related with each other. So supposedly that Dan buys through you some cosmetics from me, and then Dan through a PPC system finds me and buys some photographic equipment. So what happens in this case?
Well,
then
you have to double opt in to both servers. So in other words, when I send an email, my emails, it doesn't matter what the offer is, my emails are always coming from my note-taking nerd. They're coming from that particular domain or website.
Okay.
As long as, you know, if someone opts in once, they don't need to double opt in for every single product that I have for that domain. But if you have some, you can't, in other words, you couldn't import your list from one business and import it into another legally. You can't do that.
Okay. I didn't know this. I've never used it yet.
Yeah, you can't import from one to the other without a double opt-in. You could move people from one list to another within the same domain. So the same business, I can sell them on any product that I want as long as it's the same domain and same business. Does that make sense, Chris?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
So,
but this also, in this case, let's say somebody who is, you know, not very... supposedly that I have a Dan's email from you, okay?
Yes.
And I want to contact him directly for photographic stuff, let's say, okay?
Yep.
But I don't... Yes. Without him trying to find me. So, in other words, if I get Dan's email from you, can I contact Dan trying to sell him anything else through another domain that I have? Or does Dan have to find me through a PPC ad, for example?
Yeah, Dan has to find you. In other words, he doesn't have to find you at all. You could send him a link. You could basically send him your opt-in link for that website.
Okay.
That's all you have to do is send him the opt-in link. That's it. The other thing I wanted to tell you...
Chief, can I add something?
Nope. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to just add that, you know, the way that ultimately that works best for this, Chris, that I would say would work best, is let's say Dan has a big list, okay, and you want access to his customers. The best way to access those customers is through building a relationship with him to where he wants his people enriched by what you offer. So then he sends them the email that says, hey, I was talking to this guy, Chris, I met him here, or he called me, or whatever, and he's got this awesome service, and I couldn't wait to tell you guys about it. Go check him out here. Or he does, like, what Evan Pagan's been doing, it's been outstanding for all these new launches, is rather than just sending you an email that says, hey, this guy's thing is great, you need to go buy it, he does an interview, like with Jeff Johnson. He just did an interview with him. Okay, and it, what's so stealth about that, what's outstanding about that is it's, he's coming to his list with value, not just give me money. He's saying, I'm going to pick this guy's brain about this idea. And then all of a sudden at the end of the call, we come to the conclusion that, hey, if you want to learn more about this, we can only talk about it for an hour, then you go to this site where he's got this new thing that he's selling. Okay, the new thing is going to be launching on Thursday or whatever. But he's given you all this value the hour before, about telling you how you can use it, how you don't even need a system. And the one thing I wanted to bring up too, Chief, is that if you guys want access to the Federal Trade Commission's government, their document that they put out on this, you can go to John Carlton's...
Hey, just wait a minute. Go ahead, Nerd Tube. I'm going to go ahead and mute off, and I'll take care of that part, okay?
Okay.
Chris, I sent you a link. I sent everybody a link. From John Carlton, just wrote a blog post on this new law. He did a very good job. I just breezed over it. But everybody should have gotten a link. If you check your email, you'll get a link that talks about this particular issue regarding the affiliate marketing, which is an important issue for us and anybody that's in internet marketing. So that's a good resource for you to be able to look at. And it's, again, it's... it should be in your inbox now.
I got it already. Yes.
So what I was hearing you talk. You sent some stuff earlier, Chris, to me in regards to. You said a few weeks ago you did something similar that I did, where I kind of had an epiphany with going away for the weekend and so forth. What was it that you did?
Actually, there's a friend of mine who is, he was in the army, and he was expert in surviving in the wild without any resources. Actually, just eating bugs and roots and things like this. So I thought it was a really interesting experience. I went with him, and we were five people all together, and we went in the mountains without having cell phones or anything. And we try to survive in the wild, and this is something that we have forgotten. And I think this is all this information, I mean, survival in the wild, also basic things like how to navigate, how to cultivate the land, how to find water. These are things that our children should know, and you should educate them.
Absolutely, I agree with you, Chris. And the other thing I pulled from my experience is the how reliant upon technology we've become as a society.
Exactly.
I thought to myself, I wouldn't function very well if I didn't have some of the amenities and luxuries of life that I'm afforded and have. You take for granted. We tend to sometimes think, how depressing or bad our lives may get sometimes, but until you get outside of all the amazing things we have, regardless, I always say we live in the greatest country in the world. Chris, you may disagree, and others from other countries may disagree.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, but here's the truth. The truth is...
I absolutely agree with you.
Absolutely, and the we really don't tend to think about that until we live without the amazing technological advances that we've had, and I agree with Chris. Yes. Something I may do someday soon is figure out, because I gotta be honest, I'm afraid if I was left to my own devices in the middle of the mountains or the desert for longer than a day or two, I'm not sure if I would survive or not. So that's something that I find interesting, and that I'll have to maybe try myself someday. So anything else new and exciting going on in your world that you would like to share with us, Chris, or any other questions that you have?
I just, yes, there are many things that I'd like to ask you. Actually, one of them has to do with Simpleology by Mark Joyner. You know the guy, I guess. Do you know him?
Absolutely. Simpleology by Mark Joyner, correct.
Yes. Have you ever, did you ever buy anything from him?
Yes, I have.
Did you ever, did you get the, this, how do he, does he call this? This chart that he has, the, let me see, just a moment.
They're called cash maps.
What, the?
They're called, I believe they're called cash maps.
Yes, cash maps. Do you have them?
Yes, I do.
I think that it was a really interesting idea and how he organizes everything. And,
yeah,
of course, he's an old fox. He knows well.
Yes. For those of you that are unaware of what Chris is talking about, Mark Joyner, who's a phenomenal internet marketer, copywriter, teacher. He sells a program where he does process maps for the different things that he teaches. And Chris is referring to the fact that he thought that they're good. And then, go ahead, Chris, what were you saying?
I was really impressed not only by the idea, the way he systematizes everything, but also from his marketing. He gives you all this $1 trial period for a month, but as long as you, I guess you know how what he does, okay? You already, you know, you went in his site.
Yep.
Do you have an account with him?
Yes, I do.
Do you have an account? Yes, you do. So I was really impressed. He's really smart, and so, as you said, he puts, you go through all these different pages till you sign up, you finish sign-up period, the sign-up phase. So, in each one of these phases, he asks you to buy a certain product at a very good price, and by the time you finish, if you don't buy anything, you already, as you said in the notes that you sent us, you already feel somehow guilty because you get all this tremendous value, number one. Number two, you understand that these offers are really good, and you can see
yes.
it. So,
yeah, and
so,
and Chris,
so
I don't want to cut you off, but I want to share an important point with you as well as the group, and that's that what Chris is pointing out is that Mark Joyner has a very good business model, and I'll recommend everybody on the call join Simpleology. Basically, what Mark does is it's Simpleology.com, Simpleology.com, Simpleology. You can go to Google and type it in. But he has different levels. You start with level 101, which is free. You can go through the that free course is very good, and then you can sign up for a trial or a $1 trial, whatever it is. Part of Simpleology is the cash maps. You can sign up for them. They're all, I believe, $1 trials, and once
it gives you 15.
Correct.
$1. Yes, it gives you 15.
And so what ends up happening is that he gets so much value. As Chris was saying, that you almost feel guilty for not continuing. It's really a forced continuity model because if you don't not sign off, then you automatically charge at the end of 30 days, which is why you're charged the dollar to begin with. But the other thing that is important is that the reason that Mark sells these process maps is to show the important point of illustrating any process in your business should be broken down into steps that they can have anyone step in and do the task. They're visually representative. Now, one of my outcomes is at the end of our program together that I'm in the process of doing that now and actually break down all these modules into a visual representation such as the process maps. But everything that you do in your life, both personally, whether it's a health regimen or a personal goal or a business system, all of your systems or daily things that you do in your personal life can be done via a process map. The tool that you use, the best tool available, now you can type in free process map tools in Google, and you'll find some free tools. But as far as the best paid tool is a which was brought to my attention by Rich Sheffrin, is a tool called Smart Draw, and it's smartdraw.com, smartdraw.com, and I believe it's like a $99 $150 program, but it's worth every penny, and it's very simple and easy to use. But again, that's the tool that when you see these process maps by Joiner or Sheffrin, because Sheffrin has a very similar product, Chris, by the way, and he calls it's called it's cashmaps.com, and it's on strategicprofits.com as well, and his product is very good too. So that's my ideas on that. Back to you, Chris. Sorry,
something
I wanted to share. Yes.
I just wanted to ask you, I bought from you about a couple months ago a program, a report from Rich Sheffrin's business model.
Yes.
I don't remember how many pages it was. It was 70 pages or something like this.
Yes.
And then you mentioned strategic profits, and I think you had, Dan, I think, had a report on this about 10 days ago or something like this. I guess it's two separate things, strategic profits and the previous...
It probably is two separate programs. I mean, Strategic Profits is the name of Rich Sheffrin's business. Under that banner, they sell numerous programs. The Business Growth System is probably one of his better programs, but he also has the GPS system and a number of other programs. As far as the report, I'm not 100% sure what you're referring to, but I do believe we have a few of Rich's products or Strategic Profits products in report format.
Okay. I think one other thing that I want to tell you, I think it will be good for your business. Many times you send us offers, but really we get tons of email every day. So it will be good for us all to have you should have a site where you have the programs that are available anytime, you know, the total catalog of the products with the prices, so that anyone can. Because sometimes we're lost, and I honestly tell you, because I get about.
Chris, I don't want to cut you off, but I want to share with you that right now, behind the scenes of this little blog that we've created, we are furiously at work as fast as possible to launch our new website, our new blog, and our new business model. When that is done, which should be in the next few weeks, you will see that there will be a place you can go to buy all of our reports, a very visually represented place, and that you'll always have the opportunity to look at any offers that we send out. So the answer is you are 100% correct. The other side of that is we are currently working on making sure that that happens. I 100% agree with you, and I am taking the feedback to heart, because that's what we're working on. It's just a matter of launching that, which will be sometime in the next few weeks. So, yes, I appreciate the feedback.
And one more thing I wanted to say. It will be good for your business, I think, because people, you know, sometimes people don't look at the text. But it's easier for them to listen to, you know, to nod you or anything. So it would be good for your business, you know, when you have this this catalog, to have also a small audio, maybe a couple of minutes or 3 minutes, describing what it is. I think you will sell easier if you have this audio, this small audio, you know, besides the name and this the summary of the program.
Sure. I agree with you.
This is my my opinion.
I 100% agree with you, and that's something that we're going to be adding is both audio and video. Chris, we've been blessed. We've been able to run a rather dinosaur age website, develop a very passionate and awesome, excellent group of followers. That have grown with us, and part of as we move forward, you are 100% correct. Something that I will look at that you just said that
a lot of sense to me, is to have a shorter audio sales message rather than, I know some websites like to read the entire message in audio form. I will take your suggestion of making it shorter to heart, because I believe that probably is a more effective way of doing it. And I appreciate your feedback, and I'm taking notes here, and I'm for sure gonna do that. So something else that I wanted to point out before we go past that, and that's that this is a very, very important to understand, okay, that we have been very successful with our little blog. We've grown, our customers have grown with us. We have done all this without all the big fancy Camtasia and high-definition video and audio. We've done it in a way that is very old school, if you will. But the thing that I've learned from this is that if you connect with your customers and stay connected with them and grow organically, slowly, that your customers will allow you the ability to grow slow. They will grow with you. They will become better customers over time. But most importantly, is that there is no excuse for not starting today, that you don't need to have all those phenomenal tools that you see on some of the bigger websites, that you truly can get started with a free WordPress blog and, just writing to your customers. You can get started and you can begin to sell and connect with a market. I'm not suggesting that you have to do that. I'm saying you can do it and you can be successful that way. But as is the world, speed is important, and our ability to catch up with technology and bring forth these tools to our market and our website will be the difference between us succeeding on a big level or not succeeding long term. So that's our next goal. Our next phase is to move into a better website with all those tools you talk about. And thank you very much for helping us with those suggestions, Chris.
Okay, I want to tell you another idea too. This is not my niche, so this is your niche. I think I think it's a good idea to, there are so many sites like YouTube, so many. So far I haven't seen a product analyzing the plus and the minuses of all these sites. I don't know if there is any research on what kind of people follow or watch certain sites. I don't know. The most popular, of course, are Google Video and YouTube. But there are hundreds of them. So I think it would be an interesting idea to have a product or to do something that has to do with marketing through all these, or at least have an evaluation of the communication value of a number of them, the most popular of them.
So give me an example.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm a bit.
For example, of course, I've seen some. I've seen many reports on Google Video or YouTube, but
okay.
there are so many sites, and I don't know how popular they are.
Okay, so you're saying that there's a lot of other type of sites. Are other tools available that there's not a lot of reviews and so forth for? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, I say this, and I also say that maybe, I don't know, I say just maybe, sites? Web 2 video sites, I don't know, how do we call them?
Video sites?
How do we call these sites like YouTube, these web video sites in general, okay? I don't know how you call them.
What I can tell you, Chris, is that if you're looking to find out which video sites are the best or which video sites actually are worth anything or worth using, The best place to go is trafficgeyser.com.
Okay.
Traffic Geyser, so it's traffic and then GEYSER.com. And Traffic Geyser basically handles all of that for you, but it will also tell you, you know, if these other generic video sites are worth using. There's no okay. better site on the internet than Traffic Geyser.
So they have this already.
They have
actually, there is a page. There's a page in Wikipedia that they have a summary. If you go in Wikipedia and you you can see that there have lots of information on these.
Yes, and so it's trafficgeyser.com. And with that, Chris, I don't want to be rude, but I do have
okay,
to move
yes,
on.
Okay, yes, yes. Maybe somebody else wants to talk. Okay.
Yeah, I have to move on.
So I will.
If you want to go ahead and listen in, I'm gonna ask you to mute yourself by hitting star six.
Okay. So goodbye to everybody.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Chris. And hit star six. And then Tim, or Nick. Nick, if you're there, if you could go ahead and unmute yourself, hit star six.
Hi, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick. For everybody on the call, Nick's been, he's suffered through the technical difficulties the last couple weeks. For those of you that may have not, there's a couple other people that's on the call, Nick, but I went ahead and put you ahead of everybody because I've promised you some extra time this week, and I'm going to give it to you. Nick, we've had some technical difficulties. I'm unsure why. Last week, a lot of people just got kicked off mid-phone call. This week, Nick lost all audio as well as John, then logged back on and was able to speak with us. So I'm going to do a little bit different this week, if you don't mind, Nick, is I want to ask you some questions and then kind of open it up from there. But do you mind if I start with asking you some questions and so forth?
No, be my guest.
Great. Nick, can you tell me what business it is that you're in now, or what business it is that you want to be in on the internet, particular?
Well, this is getting ready for my second act, I have two things going. One is my seminars, which is, you know, I use the internet to kind of give information about them. And the second is a business called The Healing Party, which you can kind of think of Tupperware and healing together over somebody's house is another aspect. It's another thing that I'm working on to kind of promote and get it out there.
Okay.
So my two ways I'm heading these days.
What's your former life, Nick? What did you do? I mean, your first act, if you will, what was it that you did?
I was a counselor. I was a school counselor and a licensed clinical counselor in Maine. And it's really interesting when Nern number two was talking about Robert Dilts. I mean, I was with him back in, I think it was 1979 or 80. I was with him, Bandler, Grinder, David Gordon, Leslie, at the time. So when he was talking about, you know, the NLP and Hills there, you know, I remember him from the old days.
That's and by the way, Nerd 2, if you'd unmute yourself so you can join in this conversation, you hit star six.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
All right, so tell me about, Nick, go ahead and tell me your website. What are you going to be selling in particular? I mean, what is your domain, and what is it that you're hoping to want to sell eventually?
Okay, well, basically what I want to do is I want to focus my time, instead of with individuals, I want to do more group things. So the seminars that I teach are for other counselors or other health professionals, how to help their clients change faster, better, quicker.
Okay.
So that's one aspect.
Go ahead, sorry.
And the healing party is more for, they can kind of think the general public and stuff. And when I ran a world premiere back in February, and it was for a multi-level marketing company, and basically it was, you know, people that wanted to overcome their fear of selling and, you know, the fear of letting people know about their products and stuff. So I spent an evening doing that type of work. Plus, some people had some personal issues, which we also dealt with, too.
What's your current website? You have one, Tim?
Yeah, I actually have three of them. One's called nickscounseling.com. Another one's nickshypnosis.com. And the third one is thehealingparty.com.
You got Nick's Counseling. I'm going to go ahead and open that up. There too, you can do that as well. So, on this page, we got a great picture of a picture to put with your face. I mean, with your voice, Nate. So, you want to be able to take your unique strengths and be able to
market your unique strengths and to individuals, is that correct?
Basically I want to use my unique strengths and teach other, you know, counselors or health professionals how they can do it too.
Okay, so you want to be able to teach them how they can, give me two or three specific examples of what you are teaching other counselors to be able to, you know, help their clients with.
Sure. I teach them how to help their clients get over fears and phobias and, you know, in a few moments rather than, you know, years, months, weeks. So in other words,
are you doing this, Nick, through NLP strategies, or is it?
Actually, I'm not. I'm doing them through energy psychology.
Okay.
And for those of you that are familiar with that, it's like thought field therapy, emotional freedom technique, plus I have some unique wrinkles that I've developed myself.
Where would you recommend somebody go to learn about the power of what that offers, just the people on the call and people in general?
Well, there's two sites right now. One's called Thought Field Therapy, and that's Roger Callahan, who's out in California. And the emotional freedom technique, I think it's EFT.com, and that's a gentleman named, once again, he's in California, a gentleman named Gary Craig. So those are two types of, and I've studied with both of them, so I have a good understanding of what they both do, but I've put some new wrinkles to make things faster, better, quicker for me. And
if you're open to suggestions, Nick, that there's a few things that, you know, that I would suggest that you begin to do. One is that I would start. We've talked about this in earlier sessions, but one of the easiest, quickest, most effective ways of developing, you know, the relationships you need in the marketplace is to start a blog and begin to give away some of your best techniques and so forth. And what you could do is compile a list of all the forums and other websites, the websites such that you just gave us, compile the top 50 or 100 lists or websites in your particular field. Daily begin to go to anywhere from 2 to 5 of those websites and make sure that you're commenting or emailing them, directing them back to your blog. Your blog's sole goal should be to educate your market on what it is that you do by giving away some of your best stuff. And I mean give it away. Understanding that the more you give away, the more you will be able to sell long term. Does that make sense?
does.
Okay. So that's and it's as simple as just going to WordPress, you know, putting in WordPress dot. You know, the other thing that I would suggest you to do, Nick, is that you come up with, like Energy Psychology. I don't know if there's a website, energypsychology.com, but, you know, that you find some type of URL or website that relates directly to the type of counseling that you're teaching.
So, can I offer a suggestion?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Nick, think about when you're thinking about a site that you a domain name. What you want to think about is what does somebody enter into Google? Okay. So if I got this problem, what's this problem like? You know, what would they input? And if you can turn that whatever your solution is, you could turn that into the like stopsmoking.com. I know you have that hypnosis site that does that. So if something like that, then that's going to really help you. But also the oh gosh, I was forgetting. Now, go back, Chief. Go ahead.
So enough. You're saying like fastphobiacure.com or something like that.
Sure.
Correct. What I'm saying is that think of the so you have your main domain name. Your main domain can be nicksenergypsychology.com. Okay, but you don't want Nick's counseling because I don't want to be rude, but you become just another John Doe, and it doesn't speak to me. Your domain needs to tell me what it is that you do on some level. So it should be Nick's, it could be nicksenergypsychology.com. It could be nicksphobiacures.com. And from that, you can have numerous subdomains that all go to your main domain, and those subdomains can be fastphobiacure.com, quit smoking through energypsychology.com, as many keywords that you can think of that people are, quote, Googling, you want to have that keyword tied into your domain that directs, so in other words, if you're doing a pay-per-click ad, instead of, quick phobia cure, go to nextcounseling.com. It could say quick phobia cure, guaranteed 30 minutes or less, blah, 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 whatever the copy is, but the domain could be Nick's quit smoking or, nextquitsmoking.com. The subdomains should all have keywords around the cure that you're looking for. So
the end result that they want.
The end result that your potential client is looking for. So, one, you want to begin to develop a relationship with the market through your blog. Two, look at maybe changing your domains to more directly speak to the market. Three is I would begin to develop a number of money magnets around the different tiers, if you will, that you help counselors with. So, it could be... you could start with the three most effective strategies for getting instant results and helping your clients overcome, helping your clients to quit smoking. It could be the three most effective strategies for, or the one strategy, or whatever it is, but create a series of smaller reports. They can be 3 to 7 page white papers or hot sheets, if you will, that, again, all act as money magnets so that when people are looking, rather than come and they just see Nick and the things you're selling, there's one unique purpose. So when someone types in, curing X, whatever X is, rather than going to your page, they go to a landing page that is going to give them a free report on what they're looking for. You following me, Nick?
Got it.
Okay. So
but they're in that mode. Like somebody may not if they type in how to stop smoking, they're in that mode at that moment. So if an ad comes up that says Nick's counseling, they're not in that mode. They're like, okay, that's not my problem. I don't need counseling. I need to learn how to stop smoking. But you and I both know that that's what you do. That's what you can do that. It's within your ability.
So let me give you an example, Mick, with our new business model that we're going to be rolling out. I'll give you an example of what we're going to be doing so you can better possibly relate to it. So when people are looking for a, quote, way to save time and or money for these super expensive high-end guru seminars, up till now we've offered free reports, on a particular, for a particular a number of offers. So if you opt in, you get X number of reports or whatever it is. Our new model is going to be based around, the top seven strategies I learned from Even Pagan to get altitude, the top seven strategies I learned from Even Pagan how to be a modern-day guru, the top seven strategies I learned from Even Pagan's Guru Mastermind, the top seven strategies I learned from Even Pagan's Guru Summit program. So it's going to be all of our free front-end reports are going to be very niched, okay, to a particular author and a particular author's product. So within that particular category, when people are, looking for, they're typing in Even Pagan Guru Mastermind, which is what people do, they're going to find our Google AdWord that might say can't afford Guru Mastermind, learn the top seven strategies from mynotetakingnerd.com, blah, 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 whatever it is. Or they're typing in, Even Pagan this. So same thing for the next guy, whether it be Dan Kennedy, Jay Abraham, Clayton Makepeace. Every single, quote, guru will be niched down to their product, and we will have a front-end, quote, teaser report that is very good, but just taking, top strategies from that particular product. And then in a general sense, if people are typing in, say, internet marketing, or marketing, or online marketing, for those, we will be giving away what we call hit reports. So it would be titled like 35 hits. And that would be similar to the, buy like, every year they have like the kits, CDs you can buy that have the hits from that year from various authors. And so we would have 35 hits from, the modern internet gurus, and it would be like hit number one, how to do X from Even Pagan. Hit number two, how to do X from another guru. So for the generic terms, we would have products such as that. But the ultimate goal is that your search, when people are searching, they're searching for specific things. So in your case, they're searching for specific cures to X or specific ways to teach those things to their clients. So you want to think, how can I narrow this down in a way that, my products down in a way that I'm niching them down to the narrowest possible way. When people are typing in something, they are receiving a front-end free report, or it could be even opt-in for a video, and it could be you showing a technique, something like that. Receive this free 7-minute video by entering your email and address here, and then it just has like a video still of you doing something, and then they enter their name and email address, and then they get that video teaching them that particular technique, if you will. So again, the goal. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Would I just be stirring that up like on YouTube and basically just giving them a link to get to it, or am I?
No, you don't even need to do that. You can. What you can do is you do it up on YouTube. You put the video up, throw the video up on YouTube, and then when people come to the page, you basically have a video still in the middle. It's just a still, a freeze frame shot of that video of you with somebody doing something, and then you have your headline, and it says for your free 7-minute video on how to help your clients overcome X, then enter your email address here. Once they enter your email address and then they verify, they opt in to your list, they're automatically directed to a web page that has that video on it. And all that takes is embedding the code from YouTube in that page, and the video is on there. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. I've actually done that before. So
okay. So,
and you know, and I'm guessing, Nick, that you know you don't want to send them to YouTube.
Right.
Okay, because they're going to get sidetracked and start looking at dancing cats and babies and all the other stuff on there, and get out of the mode that you want to put them into, which is to be more engrossed in what you offer.
Well, actually, this is very good because I had a seminar that I did last, not this previous, a year ago, September, and I had it a video recorded by a couple guys from the TV station. So I got all the, I got 6 hours of footage, and I could grab a 7-minute, you know, phobia session or jury session.
Exactly, and that's what you want. And then what you do is you attach to that particular video, you know, whatever back-end product you're selling, and an autoresponder series. So the thing you want to do, the process for doing this, is that you create your landing page, which you're giving away your money magnet on that page, which is the free 7-minute video. They opt in, they get the free 7-minute video, and then you can even go a step further and say, okay, you know, if you send the name of two of your friends, if you enter them, then I'll send you a free hot report on this particular course with step-by-step instructions on how to specifically do it. And then, you know, you try to get them to give you referrals for giving them an actual written report on it. And then from there, you have an autoresponder series, you know, maybe a 7-step autoresponder series that's selling them the course, whatever course you want to sell them. But the key is capturing the names, okay? And then...
Well, and can I also interject, too? I wanted to say, Nick, that the key is what he's saying here, and what I would say is to don't cheat the report, okay? Because what you ultimately want people to say is, this guy is crazy. This guy's out of his mind. He's giving me, like, it's what Evan Pagan does. It's what we do. We're giving you those 5 reports, and you add those up, and it's whatever, $600 worth of stuff that if you went out and bought it, that's how much you'd pay, or whatever the price is. But you want people to be able to say, this guy is just definitely getting the short end of the stick here, because all I got to do is give him my email, and he's giving me an hour video. And that's that. You just want people to be able to think that. Okay, that's the thought you want people to have, that this guy is just over-delivering, and he's just generously offering. But you know, undercurrent of the whole idea of influence is that reciprocity. You know, this guy's giving me all this stuff, and so, you know, I at least owe my email, I owe my attention or whatever, especially if you wow him. So for me, I would think about, yeah, the 7-minute video is nice, and you got to go 9 minutes in YouTube, but how can I over-deliver? And so if you end up doing more of that footage that you have, where you want to take that, you want to go to the blog post that I did on webinars, how to make money moolah with webinars, I think it was, on the post, because it shows you how to host your video on Amazon's, on their server, which can handle, like, they can handle infinite traffic, basically, you know, and you can put the hour video on there, and you're not constricted, okay, and it's going to flow seamlessly. It's going to flow beautifully on their server, as opposed to trying to do it on yours or something else. But the key that I wanted to emphasize is over-deliver, if anything. Short, you know, go on the side of over-delivering versus under.
Well, I got 6 hours worth of video I could capture stuff from. And
well, the thing I want to cut you off, Nick, but it's important before I forget, is that the other thing I would suggest to you is that when... The other model that you can take, or the not necessarily model, but the other route you can take, is that you can create you know, four or five of these money magnets, these clips that you give away that you, that people are driven to. But the end result, the thing that you may want to drive your customers to in the beginning is you may want to just only drive them to your blog and say, come visit me at my blog. And for the next, you know, 30 or 60 days, your model may be just, you know, entrenching yourself in the marketplace and developing your name, your brand, and your identity. And how you do that is you give them that free clip, you then send them to your blog, and on this blog, your goal should be, you know, maybe every week you, you know, there's a number of things you could do, but you could do a webinar every week on a different topic or a different thing that they could be doing with their clients and customers, and you just give this away for free. And then, you know, you can maybe do a couple times a month, you could do interviews with experts in the field. You could actually email these people and say, hey, my name's Nick, I'm with Nick's Energy Psychology.com, and I would like to do an interview with you, and maybe do live interviews with people. And again, the whole process is you're just giving this incredible amount of information for free, and what you'll eventually find is people will start begging you to sell them something. That is what we did in the beginning. We just gave stuff away until people literally were begging us to sell them things. So
I did that yesterday.
So
with my post on Sunday, you know, with that checklist. It's just handing you guys gifts.
So,
you know?
So again, the whole thing is finding a way, finding, you know, developing these money magnets. You can do it through big reports. You know, you can do it through you know, these little 7 or 9 or 11 minute, whatever they are, video demonstrations on how to, you know, do things. That, by the way, is very, very powerful. You know, when you're dealing with the individuals, when you switch to the individuals as opposed to the clinical, or I mean the counselors themselves, you know, giving them, when they're actually looking for a cure for X, and you tell them, I'm going to give you a free video, no strings attached, on how to cure that phobia now, I mean, that's so powerful. When you're going to say, I'm going to visually show you how to do that, and then from there, you know, begin, once you've established that relationship through reciprocity, you know, you just have an entirely different type of customer. So, again, these are just some ideas.
I wanted to emphasize real quick why somebody would get all this free stuff from you and then still want your attention, your one-on-one attention, is because you and I both know, Nick and Chief, that everybody thinks I was talking about it at the start of the call, but everybody thinks my situation is different. Okay, so as much information that you give, you can never really give somebody the impression that you really tapped into their experience unless you worked one-on-one with them, which is why people will go to and pay Kennedy $20,000 to consult with them, and they'll go and pay Tony Robbins, you know, $50,000 or whatever his fee is. They'll pay those because they always have in the back of their mind that, okay, this is good, and this general stuff that's made for everybody is working pretty good for me, but until I go and get his one-on-one attention, I'm not going to have the problem solved. Can you see that, why that would work, Nick?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay. And so that's why people really screw themselves when they say, okay, well, I can't give away some of my best stuff. You know, I can't give away my best content because, you know, then I'd be getting screwed, you know. And the other thing I wanted to tell you, Nick, is that if you go and find the blogs, the hot blogs about your topic, you want to make sure that whatever blogs you go to or forums, that they're places where you can appear brilliant, where you just know you got answers. And then when you do that, when you make posts, this is the way we did it. And it's been a while since I've gone for backlinks from other sites, but the way that I kind of positioned myself with the different blogs I targeted were, number one, it was places where I knew. I just knew the topic like the back of my hand. So when I put comments in, they were thoughtful, okay, and they stuck out. Because what you don't want, where you're not going to get backlinks back to your blog from, and backlinks, just for anybody that doesn't know, you would put whatever you're posting, and then you put your name, and then there'd be the link to your site under there. Okay? And so if it's just great post, Steve, and then you put your name and then you put the link in there, you're gonna piss people off. But if you just give away some awesome information in there that adds to the contribution, what a blog, the person running the blog wants is for their readership to be enhanced. So once you do that, you bring value to them, then they invite you, and you're going to have conversation with them. You're going to get recognized by the guru running the site. Okay, but if you go to sites where you're not so confident, but they're high in Technorati, that's what some people do. They'll look at the Technorati 100, and they'll look at like Pro Blogger or something like that, and they'll say, well, they get all this traffic, I got to go there, and because I can get myself in front of all these eyes. But if you can't put together a great comment, it's worthless. It's worthless, and they're going to kind of weed you out, and you're not going to have a maximum impact. But go back.
We got that point there. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're running very low on time. Nick, is there anything pressing or anything we can answer for you in the next few minutes before we got to go?
No, actually, this was very helpful. And like I told you, I already got some of the, you know, the content of what I can do. And I also have an ebook based on the energy psychology. I mean, it's only like 7 pages long, or maybe it's 10, but anyways. I actually have all that, but you've given me a couple ideas and a couple good ways to go with how to get it out there and stuff. So, I'm really...
Okay, and we're going to give you guys some more really killer stuff and some better broke-down process maps for how to do all this stuff. I got to end this week's call. We've went over time, I got to end this call
fairly quick here. But I just wanted to tell you, I apologize for the technical difficulties. Hopefully next week, we should have no problem. We should have no problem with next week's call. I'll find something that seems to work better. And Chris just asked me to share with you guys something about Squidoo. I don't have time this week, but I will put it on the list, and I will have some answers on Squidoo next week. I promise, Chris. And with that, I got to go. Thank you very much for hanging in with us, guys. Thank you for all your contribution, feedback, and so forth. And we'll see you guys next week, okay?
Hey, thank you guys for being here. It's great talking with you. Look forward to next week, okay?
All right, I think everybody's hung up already. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.